Hey there, it's the brand therapist, Michelle B. Griffin, and welcome to your weekly personal brand therapy session. This is the podcast that helps solo experts like you get unstuck and get on your way with a brand that takes you places. I'm super excited you're here. Now let's get going with today's session. Welcome back to this week's personal branding therapy session. I'm the brand therapist. Today, I'm excited to introduce a new theme for the Brand Therapist podcast, and it involves you. So what I'm launching today is something called Ask the Brand Therapist. And I'm going to tell you at the end of the show exactly how you can participate. So the backstory is I'm active on LinkedIn, and I get DMs and questions all the time about personal branding. And of course, I'm happy to answer them. I have free events every month for personal branding and how to help you build and grow yours. But I also get lots of DMs. And so I had the idea, why not take these questions and use them for my Ask the Brand Therapist episodes? And I think this is fantastic because so many of us have these same questions. And as a brand therapist, that's what I'm here to help you untangle your brand, to get rid of the roadblocks that are stopping you from putting yourself out there, getting clear on your brand, knowing all the things to do, how to grow yours. So today is a really good question, all the way from Sydney, Australia, a question from Dan Graham. Now, Dan is someone I just recently met in the last few weeks. I believe I met him on a post in the comments. He's since joined my community. And just chatting in the DMs, he said, Michelle, do you mind if I ask you a question? And of course, I said, yes, let me know. So he asked this great question, and I said, Dan, do you mind if I share this? And he said, by all means, go ahead. So today's question is, how do you build your personal brand when you don't have an offering or service yet? And if you don't have a service offering yet, are you jumping the gun with personal branding? That is a great question, Dan, that I'm sure many of us think. I need to have all the answers. I need to have an offer. I need to be in business. I need to do all the things before I get out there. And my answer to you is you are doing it just fine at the right time. Because honestly, it is never too early. And for that matter, never too late to put yourself out there and start growing your personal brand. Now, why is that? First of all, you need to give yourself runway. Dan's goal, he wants to eventually monetize it. You know, you don't just show up one day and say, hey, I'm Dan, buy my stuff. No, you need a runway. You need as long as possible to get out there, to be visible, to be known, to start creating a community and attracting people that you can help. So Dan is doing all the right things. When I look at Dan's LinkedIn profile, he is speaking to exactly who he wants to help and what he is doing, sharing perspectives and insights from my own healthcare career journey. Now, Dan has an MBA and he's a nursing leader, career navigator, content creator, and he's helping nurses and healthcare workers to take ownership of their career destiny. So that's giving us some clues on who he's for and what he wants to do. Now, there are many of us, especially if you're working in a corporate job and you have dreams to maybe have a side brand, is what I call the equivalent of a side hustle, where you can just get out and share what you're good at, what you're passionate about, what you're equipped to help people with, or you eventually want to be an entrepreneur, or perhaps you are an entrepreneur and you realize, wow, I need to get out there, because at the end of the day, we want to be known, liked, and trusted. We can't hide behind our businesses and our logos. We have to build our brands so that people know we're here for them. We have authority. We have that likability and trust that we need for our ideal clients and those we're here to serve. So Dan is doing what I exactly would suggest you do. You decided, hey, I'm getting out of my comfort zone. I'm going to put myself out there. You want to have a strategy. Now, that starts with, what are my goals? Why am I even doing this? Is it just for fun because it's like the thing to do? Or truly, why do I want to get out there? Why am I here? It's what I call your internal clarity. And what I'm going to break apart right now is the brand clarity trifecta. And that's something I've posted about and I've talked about on my other podcasts. And I believe it's in the LinkedIn branding book. Your brand clarity trifecta will help you see that clarity and the goal you want to attain. So your first is your internal clarity. That's going to help shape your missions, your values, your beliefs, your point of view and perspective. That's going to be so important so that the right people connect and resonate with you. That's what a brand is, a promise, a connection, the emotional tie that someone has. And so having that internal clarity of who you are is really going to help. Now, obviously, we're not doing a complete branding strategy. This is very high levels, but I just want to give you some tips on what you should look for. The second one is external clarity. This is what I want to ask you after your goals, who you are and what you believe in, who are you showing up for? Dan is helping inspiring nurses and healthcare workers take ownership of their career destiny. Now, Dan does not have a service offering yet, but we have some clues. So if I was in this space, Dan is here for me and I should follow him because he is here and showing me what he has learned and his journey. Now, the beautiful thing is that there is always someone behind you. So your insights, your stories, all the things that you've experienced can really expedite that person behind you. So of course, what you're going to share and who you're showing up for is going to make a tremendous difference. So the second thing is, of course, your external clarity, who you're here for, and really what are the problems, the challenges, what keeps them up at night, ideas and thoughts that these people are facing, because that's going to really help you know what to post about, what to speak about, what to eventually have offers about. So knowing the problem you're solving is tremendous. These are guardrails, internal clarity, which we just covered, external clarity, which we just covered. And number three is your professional clarity. What are some of the things that help you stand out with a point of view and your ideas and the message that you want to bring out there? Dan is doing a fantastic job by doing that just by looking at his profile. I'll put a link in the show notes so you can go check him out. So now that you have your brand clarity trifecta, what do you do next? Well, what I'm going to suggest is find one place where you're going to show up, where these ideal people you want to show up and are here to help, go to that one place. You're going to make the fastest traction by being in that narrow lane in this one place, because you're going to be able to show up, to be seen, to start conversations. And you can't do that as strongly when you're scattered about six different platforms. Start in one place. Get really good there. I promise you, it will help you and expedite you faster. Now, LinkedIn, of course, for many of us here is the place that we do show up. So let's talk about some of the things you could do on LinkedIn. I'm going to give Dan's profile another shout out. He has got a banner that just really clear and simply says what he's doing. We know exactly who he's here for. And he's got a personalized profile URL and an about section that says, hey, here's a little bit more about me. So he's got a really good defined profile, because when people Google you, and they will, you will show up at the top when you're on Google. Gives LinkedIn strong authority points. So you want to have your LinkedIn profile optimized. It doesn't have to be perfect, because you're going to get a lot more clarity when you get out there. So just have some guardrails is what I want to say, because building your brand now is going to prepare you for the future. When you do want to do that thing, you can't start that day. You want to start now. There are many of us listening here or on the sidelines and are thinking about that one thing. When you jump out there with those guardrails we've just talked about, you're going to find answers faster. You're going to meet real people. You're going to hear their struggles. You're going to be able to monetize faster. The next things I've seen people do are start a newsletter, start a LinkedIn Live or LinkedIn audio event. Just keep building that authority and just keep showing people that you're here for them, that you know the answers to the problems and you can help them, because that's what business is all about, right? Helping people solve problems. Personal branding is the ticket to that, because we are seeing you out there as that person. You're the expert, you're relatable, and why we should choose you. So getting now in today's session lesson, let's talk about the actionable tips that you could take if you're thinking the same. Even if you're on the sidelines, you're at a corporate job, you're an entrepreneur, all the things, when you realize, oh my goodness, I need to get out there, this is the time. Do not wait. It takes time, as anything good, to build. So ask yourself this: what are my goals? Why do I actually even want to do this? Who am I going to show up for? And why? Why is this so important to you? And that's going to help us resonate. And when you do a full brand strategy, you're going to know your mission, your vision, your values, all that's going to be really well defined. But at least right now, if you want to get out there, you're going to jump out there faster and get answers. So what are your goals? Who are you here for? What are the problems they're facing? And where's the one place that you can show up and be consistent? So I want you to write this down and start thinking, yes, these are the guardrails that I need. I want to invite you to participate in a future Ask the Brand Therapist question. I have in the show notes a link that you can ask me a question anonymously, or of course, you can give me your name and I'll give you a shout out as well. But I know you have questions, and as a brand therapist, that's exactly what I do. I help you get unstuck, get out of your head, and get on your way. And if you need deeper dive help, get in touch with me. I'm rolling out a new personal branding roadmap service to get out there faster. So my friends, that's a wrap for today's session. I'll be back next week. Take care. That's a wrap for today's brand therapy session. Need help with your personal branding journey? Then head on over to thebrandtherapist.io and grab my free resources to get going today with your brand. And until next time, keep putting yourself out there. You have a brand to build, a message to share, and people to impact. Take care, everyone. I'll talk to you soon.